This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Indu Chukwu. Union Minister of Development of Northeastern Region, Jyotiraditya Sindhya, has said that the Northeast has become the growth engine of the country. Addressing the media on the one-year achievement of his ministry in New Delhi today, Mr. Sindhya said that over the past 11 years, the government has worked to showcase the Northeast region's potential on the global stage. He said the number of airports in the Northeast has increased to 17 from just 9 airports in the last 11 years. Mr. Sindhya has also highlighted that the national highways in the Northeast states have increased from 10,000 kilometers to 16,000 kilometers. The minister highlighted that several initiatives were taken to unlock the investment and growth potential of the Northeast region. Mr. Sindhya said that a 4,48,000 crore rupees investment commitment was secured during the Rising Northeast Summit held in May this year. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today unveiled the first Tejas LCA Mk-1A fighter jet from Hindustan Aeronautics' new Nashik production line. During the event, the Defence Minister also inaugurated a second production line for the HTT-40 trainer aircraft at the same facility. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Singh said, the maiden flight of the Tejas LCA Mk-1A fighter jet marks a significant milestone in country's journey toward self-reliance in defense manufacturing. He praised the Hindustan Aeronautics Limited facility in Nashik, highlighting its crucial role as a strong pillar in bolstering the country's defense manufacturing capabilities over the past 6 decades. The minister reaffirmed the government's commitment to achieving self-reliance in defense production, stating that it is the country's resolve to manufacture all defense equipment within the country. Namsai district has bagged the second position in the prestigious NITI for the state's use case challenge awards under the agriculture and elite services category. In response to the news, Deputy Chief Minister Chona Main today congratulated the district administration and field teams for their commendable efforts. In a social media post, Main informed that the district's initiative driving adoption of soil health card has been recognized for its innovative approach in promoting sustainable agriculture and empowering farmers through data-driven soil management. He added that the recognition highlights the district's commitment in improving farming practices and contributing to the state's agricultural growth. The Arunachal Pradesh State Commission for Women, Itanagar, today called upon Deputy Commissioner and Superintendent of Police, Itanagar Capital Region, to apprise on women-related issues. The commission, led by its chairperson, Ms. Taga Yalemburang, met with Deputy Commissioner Toko Babu and discussed the mushrooming of bar and nightclub, especially in the Itanagar Capital Region. The APSCW has urged for proper or authentic checking of bar and nightclubs to check the illegal operation beyond the time permit. Further, the APSCW has requested the esteemed officers to strictly implement the AP Tenancy Act 2022 and NDPS Act 1985. Meanwhile, the Deputy Commissioner Capital and the SP Itanagar assured that immediate measures are being taken by the concerned authorities to tackle the matter. President of Hockey Arunachal Gumjum Haider has been awarded with the Best Sports Administrator in Hockey for his discipline, leadership and clean administration at the annual Northeast Hockey Award ceremony held today at the Manipur Bhavan, Guwahati. In his address, Dr. Haider dedicated the accolade to the resilient and dedicated people of Arunachal Pradesh. The event drew prominent hockey administrators and players from the northeastern states, including Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Mizoram, Manipur, Nagaland, and Tripura. Deputy Commissioner Upper Subansiri Taso Gambo today convened the district level committee for National Coordination Center for Drug Control meeting in Daporijo under Upper Sivan City district. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.